The Army's report on prisoner abuses at Abu Ghraib mentions Major General Jeffrey Miller, the commander of U.S. prisons in Iraq, whom we heard visiting the prison in our story a few minutes ago. Last summer, Miller was in Iraq, but he was not in charge of any of the facilities there. He'd been sent in to lead a team assessing the interrogation of prisoners. NPR's Jackie Northam joins us now to talk about his recommendations and how they figure in the abuse investigation. Jackie, what did Miller's team say about the handling of prisoners?
Well, we haven't seen his report, Robert, but the Taguba report, which details some of these abuses, does refer to Miller. The general made a visit to Iraq last summer to evaluate how they can better get mm-hmm. intelligence out of these detainees. And his assessment suggests that the best approach is to coordinate questioning with the type of conditions that the detainees are held under. Now, let me just read you a line, Robert, from Taguba's report. It says that the recommendations made by General Miller include, and this is right from the report, that it is essential that the Guard Force be actively involved in setting the conditions for successful exploitation of the internees. By the way, Taguba says that is in conflict with Army practice.
Well, given the pictures that we've been seeing, the pictures that were taken at Abu Ghraib, is there any indication that the recommendations of General Miller were followed?
Well, as you say, we've seen these pictures of Iraqi prisoners, you know, in humiliating and sometimes sexually explicit pictures. And within those pictures, you do see the MPs, the soldiers, posing, smiling, mugging for the camera, standing next to the Iraqis. Those soldiers who are facing courts-martial for the role in those pictures say they were told by the military intelligence people who do the interrogations to go soften up the prisoners. Now, the Taguba report points out that Miller's team was in Iraq from August 31st to September 9th, and that the worst abuses occurred in November and December. General Miller, for his part, is running the prisons now. He says that he did recommend a more active role for the MPs, but that he doesn't believe the abuses stem from anything he said. And in fact, in his report, he strongly suggested that a legal review must be done, as well as just trying to maximize the amount of information we're getting from them.
Although we should say here that General Taguba, in his report, doesn't regard the Miller mission as having been a roaring success.
No, not at all. No, it wasn't. There was a lot of problems with it. Even if it wasn't a roaring success, there was a lot of weight put behind his assessments. And part of it is his background. He's been in the Army for 32 years. More importantly, he was the commander at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, for about a year and a half. And as you know, I mean, interrogation is one of the key missions there. I interviewed General Miller a couple of months ago when I was at Guantanamo, and he talked about the interrogation methods. He talked about the types of what they're looking for as far as intelligence, but also he made it very clear that they do not torture the prisoners. Mm-hmm. They don't use sleep deprivation, stress, or that. And in fact, the funny thing, he said an odd thing. He said interrogation is more of an art than a science. He said it's based on human dynamics. So, and his his assessment was, they used Guantanamo as a baseline for his assessment.
And now he will be in charge of this in Iraq.
He's in charge now in Iraq of the whole show, all the prisons.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you.
NPR's Jackie Northam.